Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and don't forget all the other things you can do there. It'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful in your small business. There are archives, thousands of articles. The newsletter's there. My blog is there. You can come and get it anytime you want. You can subscribe to it, and we'll send it to you Monday through Friday. And you can do a lot of other things, as you know, there. Folks, as I mentioned earlier, I'm in Orlando, and over the weekend we were at the great Bay Hill tournament, golf tournament at the Bay Hill Club, and had a great time. And recently I've gotten to know some folks at the Arnold Palmer Hospital organization, the Arnold Palmer Hospital here in Orlando, and some of the folks who run that organization. And one of them is the president. His name is John Bozard. Got to spend a little time with him over the weekend. And he's our new friend, and I wanted to introduce him to you because I wanted him to tell you about what he's doing, the work that he does, some of the things that he does and his organization does. John Bozard, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
It's good to have you here, John. And I just want to thank you again for the hospitality, for the great time that you showed me and my wife and my friend this weekend. It was just a great time.
Well, Jim, it was our pleasure. We always love having folks in Orlando that we can introduce to the Arnold Palmer Hospital. It's a place that we love in this community and is doing great work. And we can't wait to get you on our campus again and show you around, let you see some of the buildings and exciting things that really are going on here in Orlando.
Well, you guys are going to give us a tour a little bit later in the day.
We are looking forward to it, and, you know, the Arnold Palmer Hospital really was a dream for many years here in Central Florida, and Mr. Palmer stepped up about a little over 20 years ago and put his name on our organization and decided to get actively involved in the hospital himself. And we, you know, we built the hospital. We planned for everything except success. We had no idea it would be successful as it is. And so,
now, you were – I'm going to stop you for a second.
Yeah.
You were actually instrumental in getting Mr. Palmer – To because you've been with the hospital for, what, about 28 years?
That's correct. Been here about 28 years, and I would like to think I was instrumental, but that's giving me a little bit too much credit. I think it was some of his friends in Orlando that really introduced me to Mr. Palmer, and at that time Winnie Palmer was living and had
Mr.
the
Palmer's
great privilege.
Wife. No,
right.
Mr. Palmer's late wife.
Right, and had the privilege of knowing her and getting both of them involved in the hospital. And, you know, Arnold is such a gracious person, and he's really a very kind, generous man also. And we gave him a tour one day, Jim, of the hospital and the old hospital back long before we built the Arnold Palmer Hospital. And as he was leaving the hospital, he just made the comment, well, we could do better than this for our kids. And we just sort of hung on those words and later approached him, and the rest is history, as they say. He put his name
right.
in it and has been not only has he been a generous donor to the hospital, but he has formed a number of groups around the country and to help the hospital. In fact, you know, I just want to thank you, take a minute to thank you for being part of our National Advisory Council, the work that you're going to be doing with us and, you know, the connection you'll have with us in the future. We just really appreciate all of the members of the National Advisory Council. It's a group that is put together by Mr. Palmer, and these are people from around the country who have an interest in kids, really have an affinity for what we're doing to take care of sick children. And so, Jim, I just really thank you for your commitment to us, and, you know, I'm just looking forward to becoming great friends into the future with you.
Well, John, thank you for that, and I want to thank you for allowing me to be part of this great organization, the very important work that you guys do. I certainly do care about children very much, and I'm honored to be invited to join all the things that you guys are doing. You know, John, one of the things I like to point out, and we'll get up back to the hospital in a second,
mm-hmm.
but as often as I can, I like to point out to people, because I think this is important,
mm-hmm.
You know, John, there's so many celebrities out there, so many people that you see and that we admire. We think we admire them, or we do admire them, but then, you know, somewhere down the road they sort of let us down. And so sometimes it's easy to get cynical about celebrity, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's right. It really is.
You know, it's easy to get cynical and say, well, you know, okay, fine, they're good on the camera, but how are they in real life? Well, I'm here to tell you folks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know Mr. Palmer a little bit. John knows him very well.
Right.
He's the real deal, isn't he?
He is.
He is worthy of whatever admiration, whatever celebrity, whatever positive feelings you have about Arnold Palmer are all justified.
They are 100% justified. I will tell you, he has never disappointed us. He's never let us down. You know, Jim, an interesting thing. The first 10 years that we operated with his name on our building, it was on a handshake. We didn't even have it in writing.
Yeah, I believe it.
It was just a handshake.
And I believe it. And it never occurred to you that he wouldn't do what he said.
We never even thought about that. And he is so good to visit the hospital and visit some of our families that are there and the sick children. We depend on him and the work that he does. But, you know, also, let me just make a comment about small businesses, because the Central Florida area is really made up predominantly of small businesses.
God bless them.
And we depend so much. You know, many of the folks you met in our hospitality tent this weekend are people who have supported us that are all small businessmen.
That's right.
We depend on them and appreciate the work they do and what they do for our economy, and they add to the value of this community. So I appreciate
one of them, Abdullah Stalru, is going to be on in the next hour.
Great.
Talk about his small business. He's a watch company.
He certainly
his small
does.
Business and how he works how he operates his business here in the Orlando area, and also his commitment to give back to the community, including to the hospital.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so we really appreciate what our small businesses mean to us, and appreciate the value that they bring.
Well, one of the things that I want to be doing, and folks, you might as well get ready for this. I want to talk to small businesses across the country, and I'm going to be doing this from time to time. As long as I'm involved with Arnold Palmer Hospital System, to let you know that this is not John, your hospital is not a local or even a regional hospital, is it?
No, we actually take patients internationally. You know, Orlando is the vacation capital of the world, and so many people come here from around the world, and unfortunately, children do get sick. We also have kids that have flown here for major surgeries that they've heard about some of our specialists, and they've heard about the great work that is done. And so,
well, and that was one of Mr. Palmer's requirements, wasn't it?
It was one of his dreams. It was.
No one gets turned away.
Not one person. We've never turned a child away.
That was one of his requirements, folks. What kind of guy he is. 20 after, right back with our new friend John Bozard, the president of the Arnold Palmer Hospital. Stay with us.
Stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me. No possibilities of getting what I need. He looked at me, smiled, said, "No, no, 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 child. See the dog and butterfly."
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. And we had a little bit of a disconnect. We're going to get John Bozard back on the show here in just a few seconds. Folks, what John was talking about was earlier about the Arnold Palmer Hospital. It started out as a women's and children's hospital. And now it is a women's hospital, women's children's hospital. It's also a neonatal hospital for the preemies. For the little guys, and then there's another one. They're planning on another one. He's going to tell you about in just a few minutes, a few seconds actually. There's another one. They're going to build a critical care unit. I don't think that's exactly the words that they use on that, but they're going to build a special hospital for them. John, are you there?
Yes. Uh huh.
Hey, John. I was just telling him about the other hospitals. There actually are two now, with a third one planned, right?
There are two hospitals right now, and we really don't have the third one planned. It's actually going to be the third portion of our Arnold Palmer Medical Center is going to be the trauma center and emergency department, which is it's already built. It just hasn't opened yet.
I got you. Okay, yeah. Now, and of course, I'll be seeing all that today.
You will.
So there's the original hospital is the Women's and Children's Hospital.
The original hospital is the Arnold Palmer Hospital for Children and Women, and it, you know, it grew so fast that we just built a brand new Women and Baby Hospital. So the original hospital will become the hospital just for children.
Mm-hmm.
Hospital that will be connected right across the street, which will bear the name of Mr. Palmer's late wife, Winnie Palmer, the Winnie
right.
Palmer Hospital for Women and Babies, will be opening next month. In fact, I hope you can come down for the big event on April 22nd, Jim.
I'd like to do that.
Part of that. And then in October, which is where you're thinking about the third one, in October, that will be the Emergency Department and Trauma Center.
The Trauma Center, and that's where children from all over the world, if they need to be flown here from wherever, will be able to come here to receive care from these specialists.
That's right. That's correct.
And folks, this is why I wanted you to know about what's going on over here. This is not an Orlando thing. This is an international thing. And John, I want to take my hat off to you. I met so many of your people over the weekend. We're going to meet more of them today. I have never been associated, never have been around a classier group of professionals, people who really care about what they do. Obviously, they care about other human beings.
Right.
And as I told you this weekend, mm-hmm. as an old military man, I can tell a lot about what the commander is like by meeting the privates.
Well, you're kind. I appreciate those comments. We've got a good team of people, and they're very dedicated and committed to the cause of what we're about. So you'll see a lot more of it today, and you'll know a lot more about why they're so committed. So
I want you to tell the audience how they can find out more about this, if they can contribute. Somebody told me the other day that a lady came in and had been giving you guys $100 a year.
Right, right.
And she said, you know, I'm going to double my commitment. She gave you $200 in cash.
That is right. And I tell you, it is, Jim, the contribution is so important. While we are a business, and we certainly operate as a business, because we don't turn any child away, it is important that we have contributions. And we have donors from around the world, so many of Mr. Palmer's friends, and they can reach us at by mail at the Arnold Palmer Hospital, 92 West Miller Street, Orlando, Florida, 32806.
What is that street number again?
It's 92 West Miller Street.
West Miller Street. What about the website?
Website, the best way to connect with us is to go to www.ORHS.org. That's Orlando Regional Healthcare System.
ORHS.org.
Right, and there is a link right to our website. There's a link to the Arnold Palmer Hospital website.
And can they give online, John?
They can give online. That's right.
In fact, they can place a credit card there. You've got a secure system?
We have a secure system. In fact, we have a lot of folks who have been so kind and generous to us through donation by the way of the website. So
right.
It's a secure system, and we take all credit cards and appreciate every donation. In fact, they'll get it.
Folks, if you're looking for something that you've got any kind of a significant thing that you'd like to do, there are people that here that I've met that are specialists in that to make sure that you know, a lot of times when folks give a lot of money, John, they'd kind of like to know how it's going to be used. Is there anything special?
Absolutely.
They'd like to imagine, you know, that there's a child getting a procedure with a special device that they paid for or whatever.
Right.
You guys help them with that, don't
we? We follow that. We let them know. In fact, we have a reputation. One of the nice things about our foundation, Jim, is that every single dollar that's given, 100% of that dollar goes to the cause that they give it to. So there's nothing that's taken out for administration of expenses. We have been very fortunate.
That's very good to know.
We've been fortunate that the system has covered the expenses for any fundraising we do. And so
if somebody gives a dollar goes to care.
A dollar goes to care.
Absolutely. Wow.
And
you don't get that kind of efficiency in a lot of places. John, we have to wrap it up. This
great.
Is not going to be the last time you're going to be on our show. It's the first time, but you're going to be here many times in the future. God bless you for the things that you're
Thank
doing,
you.
And I'm so proud of you guys. I'm looking forward to seeing you a little bit later in the day.
Later today. Thank you, Jim. Have a good day.
John Bozard, ladies and gentlemen, the president of the Arnold Palmer Hospital, and he'll be back, I promise. As you can tell, folks, very important organization. Quick break. Right back with Karen Kerrigan. I'm Jim Blasting Game. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.